We're visiting on the telephone again with Aaron Putzi. Aaron is Director of Communications and External Relations with the Iowa Soybean Association and also serves as coordinator of the Iowa Food and Family Project. And Aaron, wanted to talk to you about a couple of events that you have coming up here in July that will feature Jason Lusk, who is an ag economist from Oklahoma State University. So tell us what you got planned.
We have a great speaker coming to Iowa, Jason Lusk, who is an author, professor, someone who has really taken a very close look at the ongoing conversations and too often debates about food, food policy related to food production and farming. He has a great message to share that will empower farmers to be engaged in the conversation about agriculture and the future of what I consider to be the most important profession on the face of the earth. And so we will be hosting Jason for a conversation with farmers Tuesday, July 8th at 6 p.m. at the Iowa State University Alumni Hall on the Iowa State campus.
Okay, and is this open to anyone that wants to attend?
It is open to farmers and farm industry stakeholders who really want to hear from an expert on the issues that affect the farmer personally and professionally, not only now, but in the decade and in the years to come. There is no cost to attend. It's open to farmers and farm stakeholders at no charge. To RSVP, listeners can call 515-334-1077. Again, 515-334-1077, and we ask that they do so by July 3rd.
Well, I've had the chance to interview Jason Lusk a couple times over the years, and he really does have a good grasp of what consumers are saying and thinking about agriculture and the food they eat.
Well, he has been studying food regulations for many, many years, and he looks at the costs and the benefits of food and farming-related policies. And over the years, he's just grown increasingly disenfranchised with a movement that he feels is really ignoring the realities that most American consumers and farmers face. And he wants everyone to have an honest discussion about the issues and to truly look at these issues through the lens in terms of what's best for consumers, maybe not what's best for anyone's special interest. And I think farmers will find that type of insight very enlightening and very helpful as they engage in these ongoing conversations.
Okay, that event, the evening of July 8th, and then the next day, you're going to the Iowa Food and Family Project is going to help sponsor his appearance at the Iowa Grocery Industry Association annual meeting in Okoboji.
The Iowa Food and Family Project and the Iowa Grocery Industry Association have been longtime partners. We really exist for the purpose of better acquainting Iowans with the people who grow their food and how that food is grown. And through that partnership, we have the opportunity at the Iowa Food and Family Project to identify a keynote speaker for their annual meeting. And so we're very pleased that while Jason is here in Iowa, he will serve as that keynote speaker and bring that message, his message, to grocery retailers as they look for ways to be more engaged and of more assistance to their patrons and shoppers who increasingly have, again, very sincere questions about how food is grown, is it safe, is it affordable, and I'd like to know more about the people who grow it.
Okay, the Iowa Food and Family Project is always reaching out to consumers, help them better understand where their food comes from and the people that produce it. And you've got a couple of different things going on this summer in addition to what we've talked about here.
Well, I would encourage Iowans who have not yet joined the journey into food and farming and agriculture to do so courtesy of the Iowa Food and Family Project and to accompany Iowa Girl Eats blogger Kristen Porter on her journey. They can do so at iowafoodandfamily.com, and right there on our website, they'll find the journey that Kristen has taken across the state. She's an influential blogger who writes about food and health and fitness, but up until May of 2013 had never stepped foot on a farm. And she had a real genuine desire to meet the people and the families who grow the food that we need each and every day, and to learn more about their passion and their dedication and their integrity. So last year, she went on tours across Iowa of corn and soybean and pork and beef and dairy and turkey and poultry and egg farms, and really got to meet the families who grow the food. Now this year, her journey transitions to where that great food is prepared and served. So she has been to Hy-Vee's, to Subway restaurants, to AE Dairy, to Jethro's Barbecue and Pork Chop Grill in Johnston, lots of other places where she'll be traveling over the coming months. We just encourage people to join her journey and really, really take heart in the tremendous choice and variety and to benefit from the great food that farmers grow each and every day.
Okay, and finally, the Iowa Summer Games, and you're very involved in that as well.
July 18th at Ames. Right adjacent to Jack Trice Stadium. We'll be partnering with our good friends at the Iowa Games and with Live Healthy Iowa. Iowa Food and Family Project is very proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Iowa Games and a supporter of Live Healthy Iowa. You know, whether it's the ball fields or the farm fields, we Iowans take great pride in who we are, what we do, what we're able to accomplish, rural and urban working together. Because providing food, growing food, it takes a team. And so we use our presenting sponsorship to bring that message to the participants of the Iowa Games and Live Healthy Iowa. So July 18th, Friday night, we encourage Iowans to join us in Ames at Jack Trice for an evening of learning, of activities, of fun. I believe Harrison Barnes is going to be there giving a keynote. There'll be the lighting of the torch. Activities that have an ag and food theme. Be watching. We'll be sharing much more about this special event, again, at iowafoodandfamily.com.